Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Ian, good to see you as always, too.
And it is the 4th of July, but before we set off any fireworks in the studio, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the words trophy and award. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 515, for what you might do if you win an award. What is it?
Well, what is it?
Well, if you change the D to a T, you can spell throw a party. Well, as you mentioned, Ian, it is July 4th. Happy Independence Day.
You too.
Today is the day we commemorate the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Let's see if you and our listeners can declare themselves experts on that document as you try your hand at some questions about the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
First up, commonly used today as a synonym for signature is the name of which signer of the Declaration of Independence, whose signature is the largest of the 56 names on the document?
Put your John Hancock on it.
That is exactly right. And there is some debate over who actually signed the declaration when, because not all the people on the document were present or elected to Congress on the 4th. Some of them actually signed it on August 2nd, and possibly some even after that. That's what we call a loophole. In July of 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention was organized by, among others, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott. They modeled their Declaration of Sentiments after the Declaration of Independence. In what upstate New York village was this convention held?
That was in Seneca Falls.
Lovely, beautiful downtown Seneca Falls is correct. And it is believed by some, as a bonus fact, that Seneca Falls is the model for Bedford Falls in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. A rough draft of the Declaration is housed in the Library of Congress. The copy signed by Congress, known as the engrossed copy, is on display in the National Archives in what is called the Rotunda for the Charters of Freedom. What other two founding documents are displayed in this rotunda?
The Constitution.
Is one.
The Bill of Rights.
Is the other one. That's correct. And also in the rotunda are the Articles of Confederation and Washington's 1789 inaugural address. The Declaration of Independence plays a significant role in the 2004 action film National Treasure. Which actor stars as Benjamin Franklin Gates, yes, that's his real name in the movie, a history and amateur cryptologist who tries to crack the coded map on the back of the Declaration?
Nick Cage.
That is Nick Cage, and that is another person in a long line of people who I will not imitate on this show. And finally, often believed to be a spelling error, what state's name was spelled above the list of signatories with a single N, as was the practice at the time, rather than the double N spelling that was adopted sometime later?
New York. No, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is correct. If you decode the map on the back of the declaration, let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions to see a draft of this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the word declaration. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell an eight-letter word and a three-letter word that each name a member of a particular Major League Baseball team. What are the words? So again, start with the word declaration. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell an eight-letter word and a three-letter word that each name a member of a particular Major League Baseball team. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Happy 4th.